The big story over the weekend is Scottie Scheffler wins the Open in kind of dominating fashion. It seemed like day one, he kind of had a little scuffle, but had a nice finish out. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was the Scottie Scheffler show, and especially Saturday and Sunday, where nobody really gave him a threat. And this guy is so damn entertaining to me because he's not entertaining. I find him absolutely fascinating. I want to watch every moment that he has on the green. Time he speaks, I was watching. He almost had a chance to birdie on 18. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching. He just missed it. You can kind of see me react a little bit. That wasn't what it was. But I was excited to see how he reacted when he hit that last putt in. And it was like he tapped it in and goes, "So what do I do now? It's over? Oh, okay, it's over, I guess."
I was playing on Saturday out at Chehalem, and was playing with a family from Texas, husband, wife, son, great family. And I get the text alert that, you know, Rory hit that 56 footer for Eagle, and I'm like, oh, maybe I need to fire this up. Then I looked at the scoreboard, and I was like, nope, never mind. Scotty's got this. So Scotty shoots the top round in day two on Friday. Shoots a 64, and then he shoots top 10 to close it out on day three and day four.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that all, it's gone. It's like, it, he was, what, third? Had the third best day on Saturday, and I think he was 10th on Sunday. It's like, yeah, when you have, let's see, let's go through it. You're one stroke back after the first day?
I think so.
Day two, he had the best score. Day three, he had the third best score. Day four, he had the 10th best score. That's going to win you a lot of tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, especially when you when your one is the best. Well, I think it was the best round anybody shot all week, wasn't it? I don't think anybody else shot a 64.
I think Bryson DeChambeau shot a 64 on Sunday.
You're right, he did. Bryson did shoot a 64. This is the only other 64 of the tournament.
If you wouldn't have S the bed so bad on Thursday.
Yeah, just
maybe the theme of our day today is media collusion. Boy, the media really wanted Rory to win that thing. I get it, it's in Northern Ireland. Yeah. I get that. But it felt more than that. It's like, you know, you listen to national pundits, right? Colin Cowherd loves to do this. He, like, so many national guys don't want to talk about Scotty because he's boring. And like I said earlier, I find him being boring fascinating. But it's like, you clearly don't watch it because Rory shot okay, but Scotty's the best golfer in the world. And he keeps showing you that. And the fact that he does it and doesn't even care, what would happen if this guy cared? You know? If he's just like, you know, what does it all mean? And I don't know, life's big purpose and all this stuff. What if he actually cared? He'd probably be a bad golfer. I bet you that's why he's good at golfing. Which is why P. Harris is going to be terrible at golfing. Because I am going to care too much. Maybe I won't care. Maybe I shouldn't care.
I mean, like, we had a little bit of this discussion on, was it Friday, about this. Like, I don't know where that falls in today's world of sports. Because, you know, we were raised on the psychopaths.
The Kobe's, the MJ's, yeah. The Peyton Manning's, the Tom Brady's.
And I think to an extent, I know Scotty.
Greg Maddux?
I mean, yeah. But I mean, I think to an extent, Scotty portrays that he's not this, but this is also the guy that was like working on his swing while he was in a jail cell.
That is true.
Like, I think he tries to portray because of like the idea of like being that is like quote unquote bad. Like you need, like, no, it shouldn't be the number one thing. I think it actually might be the number one thing to him, but he's very good at pretending that it's not.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can be that good. Like, it's Serena. Serena was the same way. But Serena was a psychopath.
Yeah.
An absolute lunatic. Like, and this, I'm not saying this in like a way to bash her. Have you seen her lately?
Serena?
Yeah, have you seen her physically? How different she looks?
I don't think so, no.
She has lost a metric crat ton of weight.
Oh, because there's probably not all that muscle on her.
Yes, and that's my point.
Dude, pictures of her and her husband. If you ever think you don't got a shot at the girl, take a picture. Take a look at those two.
It's also worth billions.
Understood, but like that's true love. But they love each other.
When you what did
that guy's my hero too. He founded Reddit? My only social media.
I say he founded Reddit and he sold it for like $4 billion, didn't he?
I love that.
Like he sold it for a metric crap ton.
I love
but
that.
I say this about Serena because like what made Serena great was, yes, she was obviously great, but her physical dominance over every other woman was just, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And she was a powerhouse, and you can't be built like that without being an absolute psycho.
That's the truth. I was just kind of messing around about him not caring. It's just because he shows that he doesn't care.
I think
but
he's
you're
really
right.
Good.
He has to.
I think he's just he really good care. About like how to like flipping that switch and just be like, ah, whatever.
Boy, that jail story is going to be so weird when Scotty retires. I mean, assuming Scotty doesn't retire in like 2 years, but if Scotty plays another 10 years, 10, 15 years on the pro circuit, and we look back one day, remember that time when Scotty Scheffler got arrested? There's going to be like some new golf fan that's like, no, why would Scotty Scheffler ever get arrested?
Of all people.
When we were there, we thought the same thing. We all thought the same thing. I love Scotty. I love watching him play golf. It is so clinical. He is so good. And again, I'm fascinated for the non-reaction. And what it is actually leading up to is it's leading up to someday he's going to have a huge reaction. Don't you think? At some point, yeah. At some point. Now, he's won, so I don't think it would be a bad thing. Like, I don't think if he, like, blew up on 16, 17, 18 at the Masters and lost, you know, his third green jacket. I don't think it would be that. But it could be something crazy. You know, maybe he wins a fourth Masters. I don't think anybody has four Masters, do they?
Off the top of my head. I'm not
I think it's just three. Oh, I got to check back on my golf record. So either way, say he broke the record for most Masters won. Maybe then? I mean, we finally saw Rory, but Rory was always kind of a little emotional.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like,
maybe that's why I like Scotty, because I'm an emotional little bitch. And I like guys that can hold it together.
Does Scheffler, like, if he starts, like, getting close to some records,
yeah,
then do we see the, like, the psychopath come out?
Don't relate him to Tiger. You don't like that.
Now I want everybody to. I want him to get close and be like, well, maybe, is he on the same level as Tiger?
He's got the same amount of majors in the same amount of time as three dudes named Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Ben Hogan.
I mean... put him on the pedestal and watch, see what happens.